This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Loveland nurse has to pay $20,000 after refusing to halt a misinformation campaign around COVID-19 cures. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
According to state investigators, Siegfried Emmy owns the Loveland Medical Clinic, and starting in March 2020, began advertising IV therapies and making statements about COVID-19 cures that were unsubstantiated. Emmy received a cease and desist letter from the state attorney general's office last November, requiring him to take down misleading posts, including those about ivermectin, which is actually used in animals and not proven to be an effective COVID-19 treatment. Emmy didn't comply, which led to the settlement reached in Larimer County. Now, Emmy has to pay even more money if he fails to comply with this new order to stop spreading misinformation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette does not expect a government shutdown, even as lawmakers are still split on federal finances. The U.S. House has voted to fund the government through December and to suspend the federal debt limit. The measure now heads to the Senate, where Republicans are expected to block it. DeGette says she's still hopeful.
And more urgently, if the debt ceiling needs to be raised, then we need to raise it. And we've done it a number of times since 2011, including with Republican support.
If not resolved, federal programs could shut down in about a week, and the government could later go into default by failing to pay all of its debt obligations. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up on Here and Now, Haitian migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Stick around for that.